Fiat. May 12, 1934. Extreme need of the abandonment in the divine will. The virtue of it. How we all revolve around God. Only the human will keeps wandering about and is the disturber of all. My abandonment in the fiat is for me an extreme need of my poor heart, because it makes me feel its divine paternity and maternity, which keeps me clasped to its bosom with its arms of light, so as to pour itself into me as most tender mother who loves her daughter with inseparable love, but so much as to want to generate her life within her daughter. It seems it is a delirium, a divine passion of this holy mother, which renders her all eye, all attention and care, all heart, and in continuous act of working, in order to be conceived, be born, and make her life grow within her daughter, who is all abandoned in her arms. And so, abandonment in the divine will facilitates the cures and renders feasible the cares of this celestial mother, for her to form her life, all of divine will, in the creature. My beautiful mama, oh please, do not detach me from your breast of light, that I may feel your life within me, which, retouching me continuously, may let me know how much you love me, who you are, and how beautiful, lovable, and adorable you are. But while my mind was wandering in the total abandonment in the divine volition, my sweet Jesus, repeating his short little visit, told me, "My blessed daughter, the more one comprehends of my will, the more one enjoys its beauty and sanctity, and the more one shares in its goods. And the abandonment in it destroys all obstacles and clasps the soul so tightly in its arms that without effort my fiat can regenerate its divine life in the creature. True and full abandonment says, with facts, do with me whatever you want. My life is yours, and I don't want to know anything about it anymore." And so, the abandonment has the virtue of placing the creature at the mercy of my divine will. In fact, you must know that all things and the very human nature draw from the eternal motion of God, in such a way that everything revolves around him. The whole of creation, the breath, the heartbeat, the blood circulation are under the empire of the eternal motion. And since everyone and everything receives life from this motion, they are inseparable from God. And as they have life, so do they revolve around the Supreme Being with a unanimous race. So, the breath, the heartbeat, the human motion, it is not in their power to breathe, to palpitate, to move, whether they want it or not. Given the incessant motion of the Eternal One, they too feel the incessant act of breathing, of palpitating, and of moving. It can be said that they live life together with God and with all created things, which revolve around him without ever stopping. Only the human will, as we had created it, with the great gift of the free willing, that it might tell us freely that it loved us, not because it was forced, as the breath is forced to breathing or the heart to beating and to receive in the motion of its creator, but out of its wanted will, not forced, it might love us and remain together with us to receive the operating life in our volition, It was the greatest honor and gift we gave to the creature. And she, ungrateful, moves away from our union and inseparability, and therefore from the union of all and of everything. And therefore she gets lost. She degrades herself, becomes debilitated, loses the one strength, and is the only one in the whole creation to lose her race, her place of honor, her beauty, her glory, and goes wandering, shifted from her place that she has in our will, which calls her, longs for her to be at her place of honor. So, all have a place, even the human breath and heartbeat. And since everyone and everything has a place, they never lose life in their incessant motion. None of them feels poor, weak, but rich in the eternal motion of their Creator. Only the human will, because it does not want to be in the royal place of the divine volition, is the lost one and the poorest of all. And because it feels poor, it feels unhappy, and is the disturber of the human family. Therefore, if you want to be rich, happy, never go down from your place of honor, which is inside our will. Then will you have everything in your power, strength, light, and also my very will.